Shalom Aleichem Rabotai. Mishnah Yomei continues as we approach the end of Orla, not of the 3 years, just the Masechet Rabotai. We are in the third parak of Orla, Mishnah Vav. I also want to wish a Mazel Tov on the Daf Yomi for finishing their Ketuvot yesterday and starting Nedarim Bli Neder. So today is a great day to jump into the Daf Yomi. Bli Neder, you can start Nedarim. But for right now, let's learn Mishnah Vav in Perek Gimel in Mishnayot Orla. Mi shahayalo havile tilton. Someone had bundles of fenugreek shel kiliakim, and they are kilayim. They were planted illegally in a vineyard. The Bar Yair points out chavilin is at least 25. Ein chavila pachuta me'eslim v'chamesh zeirin. That you need 25 stalks or more to make a bundle officially. If you never knew how much a bundle was, now the Bar Yair has told us. Anyway, if he has these bundles of kiliakim fenugreek, yadalku, you have to burn them. After all, kiliakim, the pasuk says, pen tikdash, chachamim learn out, pen tukad eish, has to be burnt. Nitarvu be'achim, if they are mixed up with other like bundles, you can't tell with them apart, kulam yadalku, you have to burn all of them, divrei Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir. Chachamim omrim yalu be'echad umetayim. The Chachamim say they are batel. If you have 200 regular bundles of fenugreek plus one bundle of kiliakim, you don't know which one's which, it would be batel. Mishnah Zayin. Now, Mishnah Zayin sort of explains what we referenced before, what Rabbi Meir holds, the reason he holds certain items are not batel, even with 200. Shahaya Rabbi Meir Omer, that Rabbi Meir used to say, this was his halachic opinion, Rabbi Osai, et shadarko limanot, Mikadesh, something that is normally, that it's the derech, the normal way to do it, to sell it, is to count it out. So you'd count out your bundles of fenugreek or your walnuts, we're going to see. Mikadesh, that is Mikadesh, usually means make holy, but here means makes usur any mixture it falls into. Basically, Rabbi Meir is saying it's something you count out. You don't sell it by the pound or by the liter. You sell it by individual units, therefore showing it's chashuv even in one unit. So if this one unit, this one bundle, or this one egos falls into the mixture, the whole mixture is in trouble. The Chachamim Omrim, the Mishnah continues, Eino Mekodesh Elashisha Dovarim Brevod. It's only six things that are so important that even one of these items falling into a mixture of other ones is going to be problematic. Rabbi Akiva Omer Shiva. Rabbi Akiva says seven. The Eluhem, and these are them. This is a very famous Mishnah Rabosai about chashivas, things being important, so important they're not batel. Egoze Perach, the egozim from Ferach. Now, the Bar Yair points out, it could be, this is a place, or it could be, egozim sheklipatan rocha v'nivrochen. It means the shell is very soft and breaks apart, and it reminds us of when Paro used avodas perach, was Perach, with a soft, cunning tongue. He convinced Am Yisrael to do the avoda for the Mitzrim. Mishnah continues, Rimone Badan, the pomegranates from Badan, Chaviot Stumot, unopened barrels of wine. Because it's a special joy when you open up a new barrel or new bottle of wine. It's a special thing. So if they're not opened, that's more special, more unique. V'chulfot Trodin, these are the leaf stalks growing out of beets. Apparently, they were very chashuv beet stocks. The kulse kruv, and also stocks of cabbage. The Bar Yair points out, this isn't just any old cabbage. This is special kruv that grew in Eretz Yisrael, was gedolim and tovim. These were the best, most delicious, greatest stocks of cabbage you've ever seen, Rabosai. That's why they're not batel. Dlaut yavonit, and the Greek gourd, which we've learned earlier in Trumot and places, the Greek gourd is bigger and more chashuv than other gourds. Rabbi Akiva Omer af kikar shel bal habayit. Rabbi Akiva adds even the bread loaves cooked by the homeowner or Mrs. bal habayit, the balas habayit, shehem gedolim. The Bar Yair explains these are bigger than the ones you'd buy at the bakery, or they use finer materials. Some of Farshim say the ones that a bal habayit makes are more special than the commercially made bread. So because these items are very chashuv, Farshim point out they were chashuv in the entire zman of the Mishnah. These were like the items. The ones that were not just darken limanos, not just sold individually, but they were always sold individually. Even if other walnuts, you would sell them by the pound or by a volume or by weight or by measure. These ones you would sell them one at a time because they were very chashuv to all of the sages, not just to Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah includes harui la orla, the items that can become orla, meaning the walnuts and the pomegranates and the wine, because those come from trees. Orla, if those are orla, then even if a little bit, even if you had one sealed barrel of orla wine and it got mixed up with a wine cellar of 1,000 barrels, it would nebuch not be butl. You'd have a big problem if you couldn't find that one barrel. The kilei akerim, kilei akerim. The things that can be kilei akerim, that means the cabbages and the leeks, the other items, if they were illegally planted together with wine seeds in the vineyard, as we learned in Masechet Kilayim, then they could cause a problem. If they were kilei akerim, they are aser behanan. If they get mixed up with other ones, they would not be butl. You'd lose the entire mixture of all your gourds or cabbage or leeks or anything like that. So you got to be very careful with very chashuv things. And it's a musar abosai. All of us are very chashuv be'enei Hashem. We're all, Baruch Hashem, we're all learning Torah. We're striving to daven with kavana, to become better people, to be better in our relationships. We're all very chashuv. We're not batal. We're never batal. So even if someone thinks he's very, you know, having a bad day, like Cain was feeling down, feeling low, we're not batal. We're never batal. We're chashuv. We're never batal. So keep feeling chashuv, keep learning and growing in Torah, and in Baruch Hashem, never be batal in the eyes of Hashem. Zay gezunt.